what would you call somebody like a preacher who wasn't really trained, you know, to be a preacher, didn't have a regular pulpit or something, just, you know, sort of did it on the side?
You mean like a missionary?
Well, would that what you call somebody who sort of test preached or something every now and then, sort of just on his own?
Oh, on his own, someone that's just real religious and goes around trying to...
Well, somebody who didn't really have any training in what he was doing. He didn't do a very good job of it either.
I can't think of a term.
Have you ever heard of a jackleg?
No.
You ever heard that word?
No.
A jackleg preacher or something?
Nope.
And what, my mother's sister would be...
Your aunt. Aunt.
And there's a girl's name that begins with S. Not, well, Sally had a nickname for her. Coffee Cake. Somebody Lee.
Sarah.
And did your father have any brothers?
Yeah.
What were their names? What did you call them?
They were my uncles.
So what did you call your first name?
Well, like Uncle George and Uncle Eldon. Yeah.
And what's the commander of George Patton?
Uh-huh.
What was his title? You didn't say Mr. Patton.
No. What was his rank? General? I'd say General Patton.
And what about the title of the person at Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel.
And then the head of the man's head of a boat?
Captain?
Would you ever hear that captain use in other situations besides the head of a boat?
Well, it's an office in the Air Force. Or in... I don't know if it is in the Army.
Well, I mean, would you ever hear like children refer to somebody's captain, or somebody's children call captain?
Like Captain Kangaroo? No.
Well, no, somebody, like, how about the foreman of a railroad gang, something like that?
No.
Do you ever hear, like, would Mexican Americans or blacks or any group like that refer to a boss or something as captain?
No, I haven't.
And who's the man that presides over the county court here? Do you know his name?
Yeah, the county judge.
Do you know his name?
Ramiro Guerra.
So do you call him?
Judge Guerra.
And you go to college, so you are a...
Student.
What year are you now?
I'm a junior.
You're in your...
Third year.
Third year. And a person who works in an office or business or something does his typing is his...
Secretary.
And what about the woman like on a soap opera? She's a what? That performs.
An actress.
And our nationality?
Anglo? Or our nationality?
Well, you could say we're United States citizens, or you could say I'm proud of
you. I'm an American.
That?
American?
You know, there's a... you know, here, the racial groups are Anglo and... how do you refer to the other people here?
It depends.
Tell me the different ways. I mean,
well, like, it depends on who you're around. That's just like if, you know, the way you may say Negro or you may say black or something. I usually say just generally Mexican. But if I'm around some people that may be some Mexican Americans that are pretty radical, you might say Mexican Americans, not just Mexican.
But when you say Mexican, do you mean like Mexican-Americans?
I mean Mexican-Americans, yeah.
What do you call people in Mexico?
Mexicans. Okay. Mexican nationals is what, like if you're trying to differentiate, you say Mexican nationals.
What do you call people who come across and work here?
Wetbacks.
And have you ever heard any other terms, like some that you wouldn't even want to use or anything for Mexicans? You know, like some that you think are rather rude? Or,
oh, yeah, sure.
What are some of them? I mean, you know, because...